COVID-19 vaccines arrive in Haines and Cluckwine, and Skagway passes a 2021 budget and mandates COVID-19 testing for travelers. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The first shipment of COVID-19 vaccines reached Haines Friday. Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium began vaccinating healthcare workers and first responders at its clinics in Haines and Cluckwine that same day. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, more vaccines are expected in the coming weeks.
It's a cold gray morning at the Haines Small Boat Harbor. A pile of fresh snow coats the docks and thick flakes fall from the sky. Harriet Brulette, the tribal administrator for Chilkoot Indian Association, is waiting patiently for a boat to deliver COVID-19 vaccines.
I'm very excited. I feel like this is a historic moment.
For months, she has been participating in teleconferences with the Indian Health Service, staying up to date on the latest pandemic developments. She was told that the vaccines would be coming soon, but it's still hard for her to believe.
When it happened, it was almost as if it was this wonderful surprise that I was holding my breath for, and now it's here. And not only is it here in Alaska, it's here in Haines.
Around 10 a.m., a private catamaran chartered by Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, arrives at the harbor. Eric Geddes, SEARCH's vice president of clinics, steps off the boat carrying a white box containing vaccines. He says SEARCH has been busy making deliveries for the past few days.
Due to weather, we've been able to get down south, so Prince of Wales, Wrangell, Angoon, and Cake, and then we're doing Haines and Cluckwine and Huna today.
SEARCH Haines Health Center Director Stephanie Pattison has been dealing with the challenges of the pandemic for months. She says the vaccine couldn't arrive soon enough.
We have been waiting for this vaccine to come out for what seems like a lifetime. COVID's been long and drawn out and exhausting.
Pattison received the very first vaccine dose in Haines.
I feel good. I got my vaccine at 11:30 this morning, waited my 15 minutes of observation time, and then went on up to Cluckwine to vaccinate some of our elders up there.
The first phase of COVID-19 vaccine distribution is limited. The Haines Health Center prioritized vaccinating clinic staff, emergency responders, police, and Haines assisted living staff and residents. Pattison says they were also able to vaccinate some other high-risk elders.
We did not know exactly how many vaccine doses we were going to get until this morning. And so then we were able to start contacting different people in the community who are 80 years old and older, and offering it to the most vulnerable first.
The vaccine is administered in two doses. The second shot comes a few weeks after the first. SEARCH staff will administer the 90 vaccine doses delivered today, and more will be delivered in the coming weeks. Here's Eric Geddes again.
The minute we get vaccinations, we're going to be bringing them up by boat or by plane, however we need to get them here, so that it's available for all of our partners and all of our communities.
SEARCH is storing its vaccines in a freezer in Sitka. That's because the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer must be stored at minus 70 degrees Celsius. Once the vaccines leave ultra-cold storage, there is a limited window of time to use them. A second vaccine created by Moderna will soon be available that does not require storage at such cold temperatures. There is still no clear timeline for the vaccine's distribution among the wider public. About 25,000 Alaskans are eligible to receive vaccines during the first phase of distribution. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
A new budget and mandatory COVID-19 testing for all travelers. Skagway's Assembly made big moves on Thursday night. KHNS has this report. The Assembly passed Skagway's 2021 budget and changed the financial year to be in line with the calendar year. The budget draws heavily on the municipality's reserves and slashes capital projects. Manager Brad Ryan said the document will be revisited frequently as the municipality learns more about the potential of a 2021 tourist season. Veteran Assemblymember Orion Hansen lauded borough staff for the process.
This has been one of the smoother budget processes, the smoothest budget process I've been a part of in my 4 years on the Assembly, and I thank you.
The Assembly passed a COVID-19 mandate for travelers. Travelers must have a negative test result or follow strict social distancing and masking requirements. The mandate bars travelers without the negative COVID-19 test result from large social gatherings and entering businesses. The motion passed 4-2. Assembly members Sam Bass and Steve Burnham were opposed. And for-profit child care centers will be eligible for municipal support, but only for 3 more years. That's following an update to the Community Funding Grant Program, which historically funded child care centers and is now otherwise limited to funding nonprofits. This year, the municipality earmarked $21,000 for the town's 3 for-profit child care centers. Assembly member Reba Hilton supported the measure.
I believe when the community supports our families, which really is what this is doing, we're building from the ground up and the foundation is stronger and better. And I believe it's important that that's where we put our resources at. No one ever got into childcare to make $1 million. Like, that's just not the business.
After 2023, for-profit childcare centers will no longer be eligible for municipal community funding grants. They will be notified of the change in a letter and may be eligible for funding through Skagway's Development Corporation. The Assembly also approved the purchase of a $25,000 testing machine that detects COVID-19, the flu, and strep throat. The money will come from the clinic's Federal CARES Act funding. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.